Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Kuf Ches Chulin 108, and we begin back in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Zayin Amabez in 107b, where the Mishnah says, Tzorar Adam Basar Gvina B'toch Mitpachas Achas U'Bavad Shalo Yeh Nogen Zelazeh, that a person is permitted to wrap the cheese and meat in one cloth as long as they're not touching each other, because if they touch each other, then one will be prohibited to eat them without washing them. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the following law: Shnei Achsanayin, two guests that come from different places and don't know each other, Ochen al Shochan Echot, Zeh Basar Vezeh Gvina, they can eat on one table, one is eating meat and one is eating cheese, Ve'en Choshen, and we don't have to be concerned that the one who is eating meat is then going to come to eat from the cheese or vice versa. And so that's the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So our Gemara now expands upon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's position. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Elosh Ein Makirin Zetzeh. When did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel teach that one is allowed to eat meat and cheese both on the same table if they're two different guests? Only when they don't know each other. Of a Makirin Zetzeh, but if they know each other, then it's going to be prohibited, because we have to be concerned that maybe they're going to eat from each other's plate. And the Gemara cites a braisa that supports this position. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Shnei Achsanayim, Shenis Archu Apundak, if you have two guests that are coming to an inn, Zeba minat Safon, Zeba minat Darom, one's coming from the north and one's coming from the south. Zeba bechatichasa, one's coming with his piece of meat, and the other one's coming begnivasa, with his cheese, begvinasa. Ochen al shochan echad zeh baser v'zeh gvina. They can eat it on one table. One is eating the meat and one is eating the cheese. Ve'en choshishin. We don't have to be concerned that maybe they're going to eat from each other. Continues the braisa, v'lo asru ela b'tfisa achas. It's only prohibited only when it's wrapped in one bundle. So the Gemara says, well, tfisa achas al kedaito, can that be the proper reading of the braisa, just in one bundle? Because then it's going to be prohibited even when it's not on the table. So the Gemara says, so when do we say it's prohibited? When it's like one wrap, meaning to say that it's prohibited to eat the meat and the cheese on one tablecloth without a break in between them. That's how Tosos understands it. That if there's nothing to remind people, if there's nothing there to indicate that there's on the table a reminder to remind people that one person is eating meat and one person is eating cheese, then we're going to say it's prohibited to eat it. But if there would be a hecker, that if there would be something, says Tosos, Yesh Davar Mafsik, if there would be something that divides the person from one who's eating meat and one who's eating cheese, or reminds people of it, then it would not be prohibited. So comes along Rav Yemer Bar Shalmiyah, and he asks Abaye, what about Shnei Achen Humakpidin Zelzeh? Let's say you have two brothers, and they never eat from each other's plate. They're makbid on each other. They're very careful not to eat from each other. What's going to be the law there? Would we say that it's like people who know each other and we have to be concerned that they're going to eat? Or do we say in this case, certainly they're not going to eat from each other because they're makbid never to eat from each other? So the Gemara responds by referring to, Abaye responds to Rav Yemer Bar Shalmiyah by referring to a citation from Maseches Psachim, where the Gemara says, Yomru ko asrikin asurin v'usrike baitus mutarin. So this is a reference to the fact that the bakers of baitos, they knew how to make certain markings on their dough. They were experts, and they knew they had a stamp, and they were able to make certain markings on their matzah. And so there was the concern, generally speaking, are you allowed to make a symbol on the matzah and it still be kosher for Pesach? So the rabbis said, no, you can't allow it, because there's the concern that when they're making these markings, the dough is going to rise and so therefore become chametz. So what about the bakers of baitos? They didn't do it by hand. They had a stamp, so maybe it should be permitted for them. So the rabbis prohibit it, because they'll say, the people who see this, will they say that for only for baitos is permitted? They'll think it's permitted for everybody. And so therefore, just like it wasn't allowed for the bakers of baitos, so for everybody else, or for the bakers of baitos, so it wouldn't be permitted here for two brothers who are makbid on each other. So the Gemara says, according to your logic, Hada Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, what about the case of somebody who has only one garment? Misha Inlo El Cholok Echad, a person has only one garment. Mutar Lechav So B'Kol Shemo, we say he's allowed to wash that garment on the intermediary days of the festival, even though normally speaking that if a person washes, a person is not allowed to wash their garment on Chol HaMoed. If a person has only one garment, the person would be allowed to do it. Why there, don't we say, Yom Ruko Asrika Asurin Usrika Baitus Mutarim? Why don't we say there? Why should this case be different? Nobody else is going to know that he only has one garment. So on the top of 108a, the Gemara says, Hasam Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi. And the Gemara cites the Gemara from Moed Katan, which states, Izura Mochiachov. There, in that case, his belt is going to prove it. So Rashi, in different places, in Shas, he gives two explanations. One explanation is that everybody, when they wash their garment, they generally wash it without their belt because they bring the belt to the other garment. But in this case, since the person doesn't have another garment, he's going to wash his garment with the belt. That's one circumstance. Another circumstance is, Rashi says, a person will be able to tell that if they have only one garment, they're going to leave the belt on the top of the garment when they wash the bottom of the garment. So, but if they have two garments, then they'll move it on the bottom of the garment so as to be more modest. And we see from here that the Gemara rejects the idea that two brothers should get special circumstances if they don't, generally speaking, eat from each other. So the Marami Rumberg writes that which we say that that if you have a heker on the table, if you have a recognition on the table, then you could have two different people, one eating meat and one eating cheese. That's only with respect to two different people. But if it's one person and he wants to eat his cheese and then eat his meat, and he puts a heker there to remind himself, that wouldn't be allowed, because we only allow this by two separate people. But by one person, that wouldn't be sufficient, and that would not be a valid way to eat first cheese and then to eat the meat.